Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Christopher Essig, E-S-S-I-G. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Essig as described in my report, TUF-6422. Pretty is now a 26-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 10-5-20 when landing gear fell on his left leg. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty states since evaluated here, he has not had any additional treatment or testing and that his case has been closed. Period. New paragraph. Record review number one. Need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Zook, colon 10-10-23. New paragraph. As per the report of Dr. Zook, he reevaluated the petitioner on 10-10-23, noting his course of treatment to date. Period. He presently was complaining of intermittent numbness and tingling, which arises and resolves spontaneously about the anterior lateral aspect of his left leg. Period. He had undergone extensive diagnostic testing. Period. Physical exam was normal at the knee with regards to motion stability and the absence of any positive objective findings. Period. Left ankle examination was normal. Period. Sensory examination noted decreased sensation reported subjectively over the lateral and anterior aspect of the mid leg. Period. Dr. Zook opined that no further treatment was medically indicated as it relates to the work energy of 10-5-20 and that he had reached maximum medical improvement regarding same. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, there was a rough texture to his hands and dirt under his fingernails. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed numerous abrasions on the left greater than right knee that he attributed to his dog. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left ankle was full with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the right ankle, as well as both hips, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left hamstring and quadriceps. Strength was otherwise 5-5. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with slight difficulty, ambulating on his heels and toes. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, the petitioner underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Zook. Period. He concluded Mr. Essig did not require any treatment relative to the subject event of 10-5-20. The petitioner confirms he has not had any additional treatment or diagnostic testing. Pretty denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Pretty paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of both lower extremities. Period. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankles were negative. Pretty ambulated with a physiologic gait with no antalgia or assisted devices. Pretty did have slight difficulty walking on his heels and toes. Period. The rest, new paragraph. My opinion is relative to permanency and causation are the same as marked on page 7 of my earlier report. Period. And that is the end.